Okay, guys. Well, we're pretty excited about today's meeting. You all received the email from me with the PowerPoint presentation from Dental USA. I also sent that out as a PDF for those folks who don't have PowerPoint. So either way, you should have access to that. You don't have to have access to that presentation for today's meeting. It may help you follow along a little bit with Dana and Lori, but as I said, not necessary. Totally, it'll be something you'll probably want to review at least after this meeting. Just to give you a quick background, Dental USA has been a leader in the dental instrument manufacturing industry for the better part of 20 years. In addition, their expertise also includes the retipping and sharpening of the dental instruments. They really pride themselves on being a leader in cutting-edge instrument technology. I know Dana and Lori are going to talk a little bit about that with us and kind of give us some more insight. So let me introduce them as well. Dana Walters is leading their sales and marketing division. He reached out to me several weeks ago, basically to promote the Dental USA products and services to the Dentist Choice family. I was familiar with them because I knew that Scott Marks had a history of working with them. As many of you will remember, Mel Marks promoted their services a couple of times at the different TDC meetings in Las Vegas, and kind of wanted to preach to you guys, you know, the profit that was definitely out there to be had if you worked with a retipping and sharpening company. And so, again, Dana reached out to us and wanted to promote those services, and I thought that the TDC Connected meeting was a great platform for that. So he's going to be speaking with you, as well as Lori Breen. She is the Director of Operations and can help you all with the logistics involved and really strives to help everybody maximize their profit potential. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Dana and Lori. Dana and Lori, are you with us?
Yes, we are here. David, can you hear us?
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Great. It's good to have you guys with us. We really appreciate it. And I guess I'll hand the floor over to you, Dana, and let you introduce yourself and get this presentation started.
Great. Well, thank you, David. That was a great introduction. I appreciate that. It sounds like you've worked for Dental USA in a past life because you know a lot about our history. So either you've done your research or you're clairvoyant and can read our minds. So thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome.
Here at Dental USA, my name is Dana Walters. I direct our sales and marketing, and I'm actually joined by Lori Breen, who's really our director of operations. And I'd like to take all the credit saying that I set up this meeting, but there are a couple people that are involved in this meeting that this meeting wouldn't be taking place without their involvement in. And one with Bailey Tucker really gave me the introduction to David Morgan, and then Scott Marks actually came out to our offices, and we really dug in deep about how we can help him grow his business, not only from retipping and sharpening services, but also by offering new instruments. And Scott's done a great job of sharing some of his success stories that we're going to share with you guys today, how he markets his business, how he gets in front of dentists, how he's offering different services to the dentist that really allows him to dig in deeper and really hone in on developing a solid relationship with the dentist and being that one-stop shop, that one-stop person to go to for a plethora of services, whether it be with your handpieces, retipping, sharpening, things like that. David did give you guys a brief introduction to Dental USA. Just to cover again, we've been in the dental instrument manufacturing business for the last 20 years, and we really pride ourselves on our retipping and sharpening business, but more importantly, we really pride ourselves on providing dentists with cutting-edge technology, really putting together instruments that are beneficial not only to the practice but to the patient as well. So it's these type of instruments that make going to the dentist a little bit less painful, more of that gentle dental care that we provide, whether it comes from an extraction, the scaling, the cleaning of teeth. We make and manufacture those instruments that dentists want, that they continue to use, and they can continue to purchase through Dental USA. Just in our database alone, we have over 30,000 dentists that are currently using Dental USA equipment. So when you walk into a dentist's office and say, hey, what type of scalers are you using, you can be assured that a majority of them have heard of Dental USA and are utilizing our services. So that's a little bit of a brief history on what we do with Dental USA. If you're following along, I'm going to turn it over now to what this is like a case study that we're utilizing to kind of show you guys some profit potential that you can maximize in the marketplace. And these are some numbers that Scott Marks allowed us to pull from our QuickBooks. He didn't really provide these numbers. These are actual numbers through the 12th of September that we pulled from our QuickBooks. And we really pulled it back from 5 years ago, starting with 2007 up to date through 2012. And as you see on that slide there, back in 2007, Scott did a little bit over $25,000 in business with us. Now, this isn't what he's charging his clients. This is strictly what was billed through us. And you'll notice that the margins that he's achieving, it's really allowed him to double his business based on what his charges were through Dental USA. So in 2007, over $26,000. 2008, about $22,000. Same in 2009. The economy started to pick back up in 2010, did a little bit over $30,000. Last year, right at about $30,000. And then this year in 2012, he's already done about $22,500. So it looks like this is going to be the best year that Scott will have with our company, and we look forward to working with the rest of the franchise owners and really helping you get this started and get off the ground. So if you turn the slide and look at the next page, I mean, where does that $22,000 that Scott has generated so far come from? And it's really five different categories. We help him out as far as wholesale retipping with double-ended instruments. That's really the majority of the revenue he's generated is by retipping those double-ended instruments. He's done a little bit over $12,500 in regards to wholesale retipping of double-ended instruments, and we're charging $1.57 per end. And if you wait a couple slides, I'll show you what Scott is charging his dentist and his end user. As far as handles that are not standard size for retipping, he did a little bit over $2,000 in that regards, where we charge $8 for each handle. And Scott, you might chime in here. We're not quite sure what you're charging on a not standard size handle. You might share with the audience what you're doing in that regards. Star 6 to unmute, Scott.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, this isn't a cellular commercial. Yeah, we basically upcharge $6 in addition for a handle, which probably is even a little bit on the low side. The work order form, which is probably on one of these slides as well.
Yeah.
Because a few people who are listening might be confused, well, how do we know if it needs a handle, this and that? They have the option, if they use the work order form, to select if their instrument cannot be retipped, and there's a variety of reasons. Whether the whole, it's almost like an auto chuck analogy for a high-speed handpiece. If you've rebuilt the same auto chuck two or three times, eventually that auto chuck's not going to be as concentric or not hold the burrs any longer. Same thing with an instrument handle. So that handle could be the hole could become too bagged out or wide to accommodate a new tip, or it could be a plastic tip. So it'll be right on the work order form for the customer to select in the event that their instrument cannot be retipped. Do they want a replacement handle or a replacement instrument? And I sell that to our customers, whereas a regular new instrument would cost more in the $17 retail range. Because they're sending in theirs and technically trading in theirs, we do it at a discount, and it comes out to be $6 higher than what the retipping is. So instead of $6.98 for a double-ended instrument, it's $12.98 is what our trade price would be.
Okay, so you're still roughly $5 cheaper than a brand-new instrument.
That's the incentive to them to still go ahead and replace the handle, because I know if the pricing got too high, then they may then decide they want to replace it with a different brand or and again, we'll come back full circle how we would promote the Dental USA brand if they did want to buy new instruments. But, yeah, that's my strategic reason for not making the price a little bit, higher on that.
Right. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you sharing that. The handle not being standard size roughly represented about, he's a little bit over $2,000 year to date in regards to that aspect of the business. And then you'll see the BTTS, which is the blades either too thin or too short for sharpening. Now, what's nice about this service is that we have technicians that will identify if the blade is too thin or too short to resharpen. And if that's the case, we will let the client know and say, hey, we cannot sharpen it, that we have to re-tip that instrument. And a lot of times, there's a lot of manufacturers out there that don't have the expertise in the resharpening and the re-tipping and just will automatically say, we want you to buy a new instrument. Dental USA is not like that. We would rather save the end user, the dentist, money. So if we can resharpen an instrument, we will do that first and foremost. And if we can't, we will notify the client that it's not possible, that you either have to re-tip or buy a whole new instrument altogether.
Yeah,
I think
and Dana,
that's one of the things from an integrity standpoint that sets us apart.
With
so
that
Scott, you want
aspect,
to say something?
Yeah, I have I've built up a trust with my customers where they, if they send them in with a request for sharpen, they kind of will know that, and most of them, I don't even have to contact the customer. They trust, you know, your expertise or our expertise, that if the instrument cannot be sharpened effectively, they're already approving it to be re-tipped. So, you know, many customers will just rely on you to make that decision for them. So it's not where you're going to have to stop and call them each time. You know, maybe in the beginning while you're establishing the relationship, you'll want to call and explain that to them, but in future repairs, they'll just send it in, sharpen or retip as needed, which is a lot of the requests from my customers.
Okay, great. Appreciate you sharing that. And so that represented a little bit under $2,000 in Scott's business through the 12th of this year. And then actual sharpening is about $1,600. Now, that ranges, I mean, each instrument is a little bit different as far as what the cost is, but we start out at 79 cents to sharpen, and it can run through $5 depending on which instrument needs to be sharpened. And you'll see within our order form that we can price that out for you and let you know exactly what the cost is going to be. And then we also have handles which are plastic that cannot be re-tipped. And then that's replaced at $8 a piece. And Scott so far has done a little bit under $1,000 to date with that aspect of the business. So when you look at the amount of revenue Scott's generated, we've charged him roughly $19,267 as service cost to him. And through his margins, he's been able to bill roughly a little bit over $38,000, you know, potentially doubling his business on what we're charging, which is a nice margin to make. I wish we made that on our new instruments. But so it kind of gives you guys, a franchise owner, you know, here's a viable piece of business that I'm not going after currently. Here's a way for me to make incremental revenue. Here's another way for me to get in front of the dentist with a new opportunity, really to forge that relationship and to build a deeper trust and a deeper bond and to offer more services that allow you to grow your business. If you turn to the next page, I just kind of outlined this in a chart showing where the dollars were. Obviously, the wholesale retipping is the largest segment for Scott's business. Next, followed by the handles not being standard, and then the wholesale blade either too thin or too short, the sharpening, and the handle is plastic. So it just gives you an idea of the revenue potential that's out there. And really, I think the next slides are of the utmost importance because it really is going to show you as a Dentist Choice franchise owner, how do I go out and market this business? How do I get my dentist to know that I have this service available and that how do I convince them that we're experts within this area? So what we've done is Scott's been nice to share with us a trifold marketing piece that he uses within the Michigan territory to kind of get the word out about retipping and sharpening services and really walk his dentist through all the different aspects that can be provided by utilizing his service. So if you look at the slide, it's titled Instrument Retipping and Sharpening. Hey, Scott, I'm just going to kind of have you walk us through this and what your mindset was in putting this together and tell us a little bit about the success you've had in using this.
Yeah, I mean, way back we just had a piece of paper flyer we would stick in and, you know, it got some mileage, but it wasn't as professional. And since we were still getting bites from that, we just said, you know, we need to do something. Right around the time when the franchise came out with their updated trifold flyer, it's a very comparable, you know, presentation to go hand in hand with it. And, you know, maybe it was a little bit more eye-catching. The pricing was just determined based on a couple of factors. What the wholesale pricing was, you know, because we do have to factor in the overhead, you know, the shipping, whether you're charging your customers for pickup, delivery, and all those things. So we needed to have a price that would make it still profitable, even depending on how many instruments customers would send in at a time, or if you charge shipping up to a certain amount, where we have $50 or more, we don't charge our customers shipping, but if it's under $50, we would charge them. But one of the things that maybe Dana could shed a little light on, I feel you can actually charge more in certain regions around the country, but in our Midwest territory, there's a company called Goldman, who is unfortunately kind of that bottom feeder pricing, where I don't know what their exact pricing is for retipping, but it comes out to be close to what it costs just for sharpening. And I do have to explain to customers, it's kind of like if a customer calls you, if they've had a Japanese canister handpiece that they bought for $150 and they're wanting you to, you know, repair a Cavo handpiece at the same price as the canister handpiece. So I kind of give them an analogy, you know, that's not apples to apples analogy. And there's a few other things, sales points, that Goldman will charge the customer for shipping it. They need to ship it directly to them, and they pay for their own shipping and get charged for shipping back. So I do still explain to them, even though my pricing's higher than theirs and the quality's better, when they factor in the full package, it's still not necessarily that much higher. I know I'm a little bit all over the place there, but that's why I had to keep the prices, I think, a little bit lower than I even think we can get away with, just because we're competing in a market where there's a company that's really a bottom feeder type pricing. And then some of the other specialty things we don't see a ton of, the like pin cutters and things like that at the bottom, but there is a market. The orthodontic offices don't use hygiene instruments, but you will get wire cutters, distal end cutters. You know, instead of giving you 20 instruments at a time, you might only get one or two, but, you know, those are just as profitable to market. So, yeah, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think, Scott, you make a really good point about how each niche in the business can be determined geographically by, one, what is the competition from a retipping and sharpening aspect within that geographical region, and then, two, what type of volume, but more importantly, what type of expertise are they providing? And I think you've used Goldman a couple times and found out that they don't quite have the craftsmanship that we have at Dental USA. I know
Agreed.
For sure they have the experienced technicians that we employ that allow us really to be the number one provider for sharpening and retipping. Although our prices might be a little bit higher, I'm going to share with the franchise owners now what our costs are to you, and then they can determine for their marketplace, you know, what price makes sense for them to go after the business and to recoup renewal business. So when you look at retipping of scalers, curettes, and explorers, we're charging Scott $1.57 per end, and he's charging his end user $3.49 per end, which is still much cheaper than the higher-priced retipping and sharpening services that are out there. It's not as cheap, albeit, as Goldman, but we're providing higher quality for just a little bit more in price. So if he's charging almost $2, if Scott's charging almost $2 more per end, there's a lot of revenue potential out there on the table. And then when you look at the sharpening of curettes and explorers, Scott's charging $1.95, and our cost to Scott is 79 cents per end to sharpen. So another profit potential there that's over 100%, allowing him to grow his business, but more importantly, to be competitive in the marketplace. And then for the retipping of dental probes, he's charging $6.50 per end, and we're charging Scott $3.99 per end. The dental files, from a retipping standpoint, he's out in the marketplace at $10.50, where our cost to him is $4.50. And then with the dental files and sharpening, our cost to him is $4.50, and he's charging $6.50. So those are the same prices that David and I have talked about that we would offer to each and every one of the Dentist Choice franchise owners. Those prices will be similar across the board to every owner, so you'll know exactly that you're getting the same deal that Scott's getting, even though, you know, he's been utilizing us for over the last 7 years. You're getting in on the same deal that Scott's created with his franchise. So rest assured that there is no separation in pricing. It's all one uniform pricing that we are charging each and every franchise owner. And I think really to David's credit, this could have been a profit area for him, but he's like, I don't want to charge any markup. I want you to pass down your lowest cost possible to all my franchise owners. This isn't a revenue source for corporate Dentist Choice. This is a revenue source for each individual franchise owner. So hopefully you guys can appreciate that. And then if you look at the next slide, this is really how the trifold looks when David or when Scott is bringing these to his franchise owners. So what we can do is share that template that Scott's already created, and we can send that out to each and every franchise owner and really just update it with your current information so you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can kind of use what's been successful for Scott in the marketplace, tweak this to your own specific information, and have this printed on your own, and then start utilizing this in the marketplace. Hopefully you guys have a chance to look at that and what the trifold would look like. Scott, I'm not sure if you have an ability to send maybe, I don't know, 50 to 100 copies to David at corporate, and maybe he can send those out to all the different franchise owners so they have a live copy of that.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a copy of that, Dana, so I can do that.
Okay, cool. And then I'm going to turn the next slide over to my Director of Operations, Lori Breen. She's going to kind of go through the order form with you guys and show you the ease and simplicity that is involved with this and kind of help you guys become more familiar on how to use it, how to incorporate it, and then how to execute it in the marketplace. So here's Lori Breen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. I'd like to, first of all, say I would like to welcome all of you to the Dental USA family. It's a good family to belong to. We've been here for a long time, and we try hard to make sure all of our customers, retail and wholesale, are the happiest they can be because we offer the best prices, we feel, and the best instruments. As you can see from the slide, there's a copy of one of our normal order forms. Now, we do provide this form to any of our distributors in a Word format. So at the top, you could just remove our basic letterhead on there and put in your own. But these forms will ask every single question that you will need to ask your customer in order to give us an order for retipping or sharpening. How many instruments are there? What is the description of the instrument? For instance, hygiene instruments, Gracie 1-2s, so on and so forth. And generally, it's easy to cheat on that because they're already printed on the handles of every single instrument. Very rarely will you ever find that the tips that are on the instrument are different than what's engraved on the actual handle. So it also asks other things. Do you want a new instrument? Do you want it retipped? Do you want it sharpened? It also asks if the instrument is originally to be sharpened, if you want the blades to be normal thickness, thinner, thicker, longer, shorter. Different dentists and different hygienists and different types of dentists generally have different specifications that they like their instruments. We can do all that for them, for you. There's also questions regarding if it can't be sharpened, would you like it retipped? They're right there on the form. All your customer has to do is circle it. You won't have to bother them with any other questions or phone calls. It also asks if they want it replaced, if it can't be retipped or sharpened with a new instrument at a trade-in price, because we know Scott also does the trade-ins just like we do. There's a place on there for all your purchase order numbers, all your ship to address. We can also ship to your customers for you instead of sending it back to your home office, for instance, thus saving you a little bit of shipping. We call that a drop ship. We can make it look as if it's coming directly from you. We have, if you want your customer to get it in 2 days, we can ship it over, 2 days, overnight, ground, UPS, FedEx. If it's an international customer, we can also ship with the mail service, with DHL, FedEx, UPS. It doesn't matter. Also, if you wish, some of our other distributors, as we perform our services on their orders, we allow them to pay as they go with a credit card, which also makes your monthly billing much easier, because at the end of the month you know exactly what was charged to you from Dental USA and what date and everything. That information is also requested at the bottom of the form. Or you can use that for your customers so that your customers can pay you with their credit card. Every form that we use, we make it accessible to our distributors. Once you join our family, you're afforded every opportunity that everybody who actually works in our building is afforded. We don't make a difference between whether you're in Wisconsin or California, Illinois, Michigan, it doesn't matter. Once you're a part of the family, we've got your back. And Also, one other thing I'd like to mention to you is we've been getting a lot of requests lately from customers asking if we do handpiece repairs for the high-speed and low-speed handpiece. One thing we can offer you is, depending on the customer's location, we can direct them to your different franchises for their own handpiece repairs, thus giving you a couple more customers who might in turn like our retipping and services to go through you because they might think because you're closer it's faster. Our turnaround time usually is between 5 to 10 working days. We've been offering a little bit faster service lately. It depends on the time of the year and how busy we get. We do billing. We do payments by credit card. And we will work with you in every way, shape, or form to get both the order forms and the catalogs and any other stuff you need to make your business profitable because when you succeed, we succeed. And I'm going to give you back to Dana now, unless anybody has any questions.
And Scott, you might elaborate a little bit on how you use this order form. I don't want to scare away any of the franchise owners thinking that it's too in-depth, it's not user-friendly. So maybe you could share, you know, how you've grown through the years to utilize it and how effective it is for you in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And here, this is a good plug for Dental USA because, you know, ideally you want to train your customers to use this form and fill it out. It's going to answer all those questions and save on downtime or language barrier where a customer's asking you something and you don't understand. You know, this is going to answer all those questions. But I do have many customers who don't fill out this form at all, and they'll just write, please retip, or they'll write, you know, please sharpen, or they'll just itemize it on a piece of paper. And the girls over there are fantastic. If they get one of my POs and they have questions, they would either pick up the phone and call me, or I basically ask them usually to email me, so I have all the information there. So they'll pretty much spell it out. Your customer sent in 13 instruments for retipping. However, three of them, you know, two of them had a plastic handle or one of them, the hole was too wide. Do you want replacements? And then I can contact my customer. But so it's still easy even if they didn't fill out the form properly, but had they filled it out. So long story short, I would, you know, try to train your customers to do it the right way. So if I have a customer who calls me on the phone and they don't have the retipping form, you know, I can fax or email that to them so they can still have it filled out before the instruments arrive here. But it definitely will make the whole process, you know, especially during, you know, the early learning curve. But most of the types of questions that come up, you know, might sound like a foreign language right now to you, but you'll start to, you know, hone in on the basic three or four questions that come up from time to time, and it really is nothing to be intimidated by, or if you did have a question you didn't know, there's a lot of times where I'll just tell the customer, let me get back to you, and then I'll just call over Dental USA and say, my customer's wondering if you can retip this brand of instrument or this type of, you know, specialized tip. So they're very service-friendly. There's really no, you know, there's no intimidation or any reason to avoid using it out of, you know, fear that it's too much on your plate or you have to learn, you know, a whole new, you know, trade or craft here. But, yeah, the form itself, going full circle, I would definitely try to train the customer to fill out the form. But even if they don't fill it out or it's timely and they don't have the form in their possession, there are very many questions on the order.
Okay.
Another
point, Scott, is that, like many franchise owners who are listening right now, when you first got into this, you were not educated on what all these different instruments were, what to charge for them. And so just to let everyone know out there who's going to be a novice or a beginner at this, and that is that Lori will walk you through, I mean, a phone call to her, and she will walk you through all of the different items so that you're familiar with what you are and you do come across as being somewhat educated on the retipping business when you talk to your customers about it. Right, Scott?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a very short period of time to pick up on that you'll start recognizing the names of more common instruments, just like hand pieces. You'll start recognizing what the Midwest Quiet Air is and the Star 430 of instruments. It's just, you'll learn the language very easily. It's nothing obscure.
And Scott, this is Lori again. I just wanted to let everybody know on the next slide, you'll see that we also provide catalogs, which are excellent learning tools for learning the different instruments and learning what they look like and the different types of handles. And when I first started here, the only thing I knew about dentists and dental instruments was that I didn't like to go. And now while my girls in the office are much better at it than I am, you can actually look at an instrument after you've done it for a while and say, oh, that's an H67 or a 204F. You know, it's going to take time to learn the actual instruments, but like I said before, the best cheat sheet is the instrument itself, because 9 out of 10 of them have a description of exactly what kind of instrument it is written right on the handle. And we can cross-reference between different manufacturers in order to make sure that that tip, because most other companies will also put a part number on, like we use our item code, to make sure that your customer is getting the exact same new tip as was originally on the instrument. So if you need help with anything, call us. We can provide you with catalogs. We have some catalog CDs that you can also drop in your laptop or your desktop. You can obtain a copy of our catalog online and download it to your computer. They can start a learning process so you become more familiar with the product. It's not as hard as it looks. I started this, and I hate to say it, over the age of 40. And believe me, I thought I was done with the schooling, but this is easy. We can all do it. And we're here to work with you. Please don't be scared. We're painless. We don't bite. Just call us. We're here to talk to you. You won't get a machine unless, of course, we're out of the office. But we are always here to talk to you, myself, my girls, anybody here. Just let us know what you need, and we'll be there for you.
Great. Thank you, Lori. Yes, so what we plan to do is send out some catalogs to each franchise owner that expresses interest and wants to take on the challenge of re-tipping and sharpening and grow your business incrementally. So I've gone ahead and authorized catalogs to be sent to each owner that gets back in contact with Dave and says, yes, I'd like to pursue this, send me everything I need, and we want to make this as turnkey as possible. So we'll send you out samples of the marketing piece that's being used. We'll send out the order forms. We'll send you out electronically all of the catalog, the actual order form that you can tweak to meet your own specifications and for your own business, your own contact information, what have you. So we're trying to make this turnkey for you guys so that you can get the ground running literally tomorrow if you wanted to and start promoting your business. And then if you go to the last slide, I've directed Lori. I want her to handle every single inquiry that we have from any of the franchise owners at the Dentist Choice. Lori did say we are available from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So you folks out in California, we're only going to be in the office till about 2 o'clock. So you're going to have to make, if you've got something that's urgent, you'll have to call us on our cell phone. You won't be able to call the main line. But we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4. So rest assured, you're going to get a live body to talk to if you have a question during that time frame. And I'd like all that to be directed towards Lori. She's the one that's going to be spearheading this initiative and making sure that there are as few hiccups in the road as possible, and that we can help you guys promote the business of retipping and sharpening and get off to a fast start. So that's what we had on our end, David. I'd like to turn it over to you, and if any of your franchise owners have any questions, we'd be more than happy to answer those questions.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Lori. Thank you very much, Dana. Great presentation. I think the information shared was as much as these guys probably can handle, maybe even a little bit more so for people like me and some of the franchise owners that are just haven't been educated in this field. But you guys make it easy. I've got your product catalog here, like Lori was saying. It's like every single instrument, it tells you exactly what it is. And so it's pretty easy probably to learn the instruments and what you're dealing with and come across as at least somewhat educated when you're talking to the offices. So, guys, we've got an open floor here for any and all questions that you may have for Dana or Lori regarding one thing we didn't talk about really was actually the new instrument sales themselves. But that and or the retipping and sharpening services. Again, hit *6 to unmute your line, and we look forward to any questions that you guys have.
on the new instrument sales, because that's one area that I want to grow, because that's kind of where we're I don't want to say we're plateauing, but I feel like should be doing a better job with the new instrument sales. And what you're going to run into is these offices send in, let's say, the most common brand you'll see is probably Hugh Frady. And they have a Hugh Frady handle, and Dental USA puts two brand new tips on it. So when they get it back, you know, a lot of these hygienists still think they have a Hugh Frady instrument, but really they have the Dental USA tips on it. So it kind of is crushing you if you find out, like, a month later that they ended up buying 20 new Hugh Frady instruments just because, you know, that's just the brand loyalty or brand name that they're accustomed to purchasing. But if you see what they're paying for a Hugh Frady instrument, I'm just ballparking, but I'm going to say it's probably in the mid-30s for just a, you know, the average type of hygiene instrument. And the Dental USA instrument, which happens to have the tips that they've been using for the last couple of years because they've been having it re-tipped, sells for half that amount. And, you know, again, our cost, I think, is $8 on that, and you could charge upwards of $17 retail. So if you have a customer that's happy with your re-tipping job, I kind of want to create more noise with them, letting them know if they're happy with the quality of the tips on the re-tipping jobs, they can get new instruments with that same quality tip for, you know, approximately 40%, 60% the price of a Hugh Frady instrument. So I don't know. That's just one area that I definitely need to get stronger in. But that's, you got to educate your customer again, because they think that whatever the name on the handle of the instrument is, that it's still that manufacturer's, you know, instrument, even though the quality of the tip has been changed to Dental USA's. And if they're loving the quality of the tips, there's no reason why they shouldn't be buying that instrument, especially factoring in the pricing.
Scott, this is Alex. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
When you have the trifold brochure, obviously you'll have a separate sheet for the order taking, is that correct? It's stuffed in there?
Yeah, we would send back, with all of our handpiece repairs, we send back the a work order form for the handpiece repair, and then the flyer for the instrument sharpening, retipping, and the work order form for the filling out the retipping.
Okay, so it's a separate, but you utilize it at the same time.
I mean,
okay.
If it's a customer that sends in retipping regularly, we make sure we send it back. If it's a customer who's never done retipping, you can, you know, for the initial time, you might send out just your marketing piece, and then when they start, you know, utilizing, you can either fax over the retipping form, and then you want to make sure they always have that form if they're a customer.
Appreciate that. Okay. While we still have you on the phone, if you can put me down for a copy of each, I would appreciate if you mail it to me.
You got it, Alex.
And I'll buy you a beer when we see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
One other marketing thing, and again, I know people might have questions, so I don't want to hog the time. There might be customers, you'll be surprised, that don't use you for handpiece repair. This really is an entry into some offices. It's still worth it to go in and let them know that you do instrument sharpening and retipping. You know, I touched a little bit on, you know, if you're paying for pickup and delivery, if they only send you two or three, it's not going to be a profitable, even if you charge them $5, $6 for shipping. But I'll still always be willing, if a customer has never used my service for the instrument sharpening and retipping, you know, I would waive the shipping fee. I'd be willing to break even or lose a little money just to kind of show them the quality of the workmanship. And then it usually will pay off, because then, you know, I have some offices that will just send in, you know, regularly 8 or 10 at a time, and then I have offices that will send 40 or 50 at a time. So, you know, whatever you need to do just to get them to try the service, it's worth it. Even if you take a little bit of a loss on the initial one, whatever you need to do to promote that. But going back, it really has opened up some doors. It later became handpiece customers because we were able to get their sharpening and retipping business first. So I definitely would still walk into offices that you know aren't customers and see if you can get them to bite on this.
Dave?
Yeah.
This is Norm.
Yes, Norm.
Norm, I got in a little late, but I have one customer. I'm doing a couple of customers right now. I know nothing about these things, and it's quite puzzling. But and I appreciate Lori being able to help us. Right now, I was sending them to the sharpening company. I think they're out of Illinois. But anyway, I had one who was trying me for turnaround time, and they were wire cutters. And I don't see that on here. Is that this would be the same as a nail clipper on your list of charges?
For wire cutters, and I'll let them answer it, but wire cutters, distal end cutters, ligature cutters are the common
usually
things you'll get
$5 for those.
Yeah, out of orthodontic offices, and yeah, their cost to sharpen them is $5. You will run into, and when I met with them recently, sometimes if they can't be sharpened effectively, Dental USA would offer you a price to offer to your customer trade at a major discount of what these items cost if they were to buy them new. And I guess John was excited. I guess there's some new orthodontic type products coming out. So I don't want to misspeak, but that's the impression I got. So you might get some return to you where if they can't sharpen it effectively, they're gonna either offer you a trade for a brand new one, or just return it unrepaired. I'm not sure how they're handling that exactly at this moment.
That's interesting because I just paid $14 and something for the a piece.
Just for sharpening?
Yeah.
Yep, you're going to find that a lot. Like I said, we have some really good technicians in here who are able to do the work accurately and quickly so that our turnaround times, I know the sharpening company's turnaround time is generally 2+ weeks on most of their retipping and their sharpening. Not to say that they do any good company, but our turnaround times are faster. Also, our main concern is the safety, especially when it comes to sharpening of an instrument. If we find loose hinges, for instance, on an instrument that needs to be sharpened, we'll call you up and tell you, hey, if we sharpen this, with these loose hinges, it may break during the sharpening process. So we would recommend that maybe you replace them. Our first priority is the safety. So if somebody wants something done that is not going to be safe for the doctor and or their patients, which would leave you and us both liable, we will not perform the service. So we'll recommend the replacement or the retipping of something for sharpening. One thing about the retipping is, and I know since there's been a few questions about cutters and things, we do not redo the tungsten carbide insert inside some of the cutters. That is just something that is really not cost-effective for us. Companies like the Sharpening Company and other companies do it, so you can continue to do something like that with them. We could try and sharpen what is already there if it's still safe to do so. But just so you know, those tungsten carbide inserts are not something that we do.
Okay.
This is Greg Phillips. Dana, quick question. How do you sell your services today? I mean, prior to the Dentist Choice, this conversation.
That's a great question. We market it through dental offices. We have a team of sales professionals that go out and visit dental offices much the same way that you guys do, and then we really attend a lot of trade shows. And if you go on our website, www.mydentalusa.com, you'll see a list of trade shows that we'll be attending. We attend, near 50 trade shows a year. So we're out in front of the AADs, we're out in front of the ADAs, we're out in front of the ICOIs. These are all different conferences, whether they're implantologists, periodontists, general dentistry. We're out getting our name in front and showcasing our new products and our retipping and sharpening services in that format. And then we do a lot of email campaigns where we let dentists know about our services through email blasts and then just following up. And then what's really been effective for us in this social media age is utilizing Facebook, utilizing LinkedIn, and then more importantly, utilizing YouTube. If you go on YouTube or if you go on our website, you'll see a lot of training videos that we do that we've developed with high-end doctors in the marketplace. So Dr. Carl Misch, who's a world-renowned implantologist, he's on our website demonstrating how to use the Misch Power Elevators. Dr. Mark Setter, Dr. Samuel Lee, all of those different doctors that are famous within their own niche in the industry showing you how to use our instruments, showing you how to use our technology, and showing how the practices can benefit by incorporating these instruments into their everyday use. So all that's available on our website. We even have a re-tipping and sharpening video that you can watch to kind of give you some ideas of what we do, how we do it, and what makes us the expert within that industry.
Okay, thanks. So I'm in the sticks. I'm out in the boonies in Oklahoma, so it may not matter. But what happens if we run across one of your sales folks in an office they've already been in?
That's fine.
We have no problem with that. None whatsoever.
Okay.
The work ultimately will end up going through us, whether it's through you through us or through a customer, a retail customer through us. It doesn't matter. We're more interested in getting good products at good prices out to everybody.
And Scott, I'm not sure if I'm speaking out of line here, but weren't there some instances where we did have customers, but then you started seeing them face-to-face and we simply just turned that business over to you?
Well, I've talked to John over the years, the owner there, where, down the line he almost wants to just have distributors in certain geographic territories. So I did have a couple customers that sent him directly but, yeah, there's definitely – it's a non-confrontational relationship at all. It's – Dental USA has been beyond kind as far as what they're willing to share, and they're happy to make the wholesale pricing on these versus, retail, which, I'm constantly floored by but very happy about.
And one source of some valuable contacts for you, your local county or city or state dental associations can probably provide you with some customer lists that you may not know already, where you could get into their offices possibly with some retipping or sharpening, handpiece repairs, purchase of new instruments, setting up new offices, and always use the yellow pages. I hate to say this, but sometimes that's the easiest, cheapest way to get into an office is to just call them up. We've done that in the past. We've done email promotions. We've hit some of the local dental societies in different states. Just use every bit of information, both online and local phone books and directories and community directories. Well, walk out to the dentist a couple blocks away. We've done all that, and, yeah, it does work. So it's not as hard to get into some of these offices as you may think. The instrument knowledge is a little bit tricky from time to time, but we're here to help you with that, and we'll work our way through it with you.
Dave, this is Norm again. Put me down for getting all that information you'll be sending out.
you guys will be everyone will be getting an email from me with information regarding what they talked about, which is the order form, the trifold price flyer that Scott Marks produced, and then you can just simply email me a request for the catalog, and I can get that to Dana and Lori, and they can get that shipped directly to you. So just simply contact me back by email, guys, and I'll follow up with Dana and Lori.
Hey, David, this is Tim in Arizona.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, as you know, I have missed most of the call, and I'm just joining back now. But one of my questions is, and I heard that Dental USA goes directly to the doctors themselves and they work with them there, and then we would be an additional offering in the marketplace. How do we know that we're not disadvantaging Dental USA or ourselves relative to pricing? I think that we would want to come in at a similar price point to them.
Yeah, you did just miss that. That was a similar question to what Greg just asked.
Okay.
They have absolutely no issues with that, with some overlapping there that you may run into. As far as the pricing is concerned, your retail pricing, according to Scott in our discussion earlier, he's a little bit on the low side, in his opinion, with the pricing. So if you follow his pricing structure, you're probably going to be in an advantage situation there, Tim.
Okay, that makes sense because, I see this as an extended overture into these offices, perhaps those that I don't work with now, that might, number one, get their attention and then lead the handpiece repair business after that.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Hey, David, I got a question.
Yeah.
This is John here in Charleston. I've had to go into three offices during these calls, and maybe y'all can help me with the way to sell this objection, is that they all fix, they say they sharpen them themselves. How do I sell against that?
I'm sure Lori would be better able to handle that question. Lori, do you have?
We see several instruments coming through here from offices that claim to be sharpening themselves. If they are not done properly, number one, you're ruining the instrument. Number two, there's a possibility that you could hurt or damage tissue in your patient's mouth if they're not sharp enough. Number three is we have trained professional people who have been doing this for decades, sharpening our products in a way that is both, I don't know how to explain it. They're just experts at it. And
right.
if an office doesn't do it properly, they could literally ruin the instrument or make it unsharpenable the next time. If you cut it the wrong way, you're going to ruin those scissors, and instead of maybe getting 5 or 6 or 10 sharpens out of them, that one wrong sharpening that was done to it will totally ruin it. Then there's another $100 or so out of your pocket to buy a new one. We try to avoid that at all extent. We try and tell them, you know, you can sharpen it, but then they cut the angle the wrong way, or they make it too short and the blade's too thin. Then it breaks in a patient's mouth, and then somebody gets sued.
Okay.
That's what we like.
And a follow-up on that is that how long does a typical scaler last, and how many times can it be sharpened?
It all depends on how it is used. Is it a dentist's office that does 20 cleanings a day? It's not going to last as long as an office that does 5 cleanings a day. Same thing with any other instrument. The more you use it, the faster it wears out. So if it's a typical office, we find that, for instance, on scalers and curettes, depending on how sharp and how thick of the blade they like it, because remember we do special sharpening to make blades thicker and wider and longer and shorter. Depending on their preference, it will generally last. We'll have some people do resharpening and retipping maybe every 3 to 4 months. So instead of buying 10 brand new instruments, $35 a piece from Eufriti, or Scott's $3.49 per end, $7 roughly, $70 versus $700.
Right.
It all, you know, you have to convince them that not only are you saving the environment because we recycle everything, that when we pull the old chips out, the old don't get thrown away, they get recycled. They get reused.
Okay.
One of the things that we also do with some of our instruments you might want to offer to your customers is if they're willing to trade in their old instrument for a new instrument, you can also, as a tax-deductible thing, take those old instruments and donate them to some of the mission works or perhaps some of the local dental clinics if they're still usable, and do a little bit to help your fellow man here and there.
Lori,
we'd like to do
Lori,
that. We have several doctors.
Lori, can I cut you off here for a minute? I hate to do this, guys, but we've got to end the conference to keep with our commitment and keeping it an hour. We're kind of getting into some just technical questions. How much is this? How much is this? How much does the scaler last? And all any and all those questions, I know that Lori and Dana will be happy to help you with. I'm going to also email you. I know you have a copy of their phone number in the presentation they provided. And I'll also email you that information. So I think a big round of applause for Lori and Dana and also Scott. And thank you guys so much for the information you shared. And I know this is going to be the beginning of a long and fruitful relationship, guys.
Thank you very much for having us, and welcome to the Dental USA family, everybody.
Yep. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Dana, and thank you, Scott. We really appreciate it and all your questions. And we look forward to working with you guys on this.
Great. Thanks again, David. Thank
you,
franchise
thank
you. Owners.
Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye, everybody.